This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's a real pleasure to be with you here today on Auto World in this hour of the broadcast. If you love trucks, if you love pickup trucks, we've got the man for you standing by. He is one of the leading experts in the realm of trucks and we're going to be talking about trucks and maybe a little sport utility stuff, and it's all open for you guys to call in. And we got Daniel running the board at Master Control. You can dial in at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We have so many stations that run us on tape delay, so don't be a stranger, even if you're hearing the show at another time or in archive or podcast form, and you have a question for our guest, I can always forward it to him. So don't be a stranger. That's the number one kudo, number one thing to remember here on Auto World. Well, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth a gentleman I work with during my Motor Trend years. He not only worked for Motor Trend, but he ran Truck Trend, and I used to love going by his office in Los Angeles because he had some very interesting things outside his office door, and I thought that was really, really cool. Nowadays, he's editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and he's one of the world's leading experts in the realm of trucks. His name is Mark Williams. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I won't mention what those signs were, but I love those signs that you used to have out in your office there. Yeah, on Wilshire, that was great. Absolutely great. No,
that's great. Yeah, just over the years, I managed to amass quite a collection from different signs and requests of sometimes inviting people into my office, and signs that also let people know that unless they had a very good reason, they didn't need to bother to come into my office. So, it was always a coin toss as to whether or not people really needed to come in or didn't need to come in. But that's very nice of you to remember. That was a nice little memory that I had forgotten about as well.
Well, before we go any further, let's tell everybody what PickupTrucks.com is. I mean, this is a really cool destination on the web, and you're the big guy.
Yeah, what we try to do is just entertain and address and put up long and short stories about anything related to pickup trucks. So obviously the core of what we want to do is focus on whatever the manufacturers are doing that's brand new. So we spend a lot of time talking about Ford and Chevy and GMC and Ram and Toyota and Nissan. I mean, everybody who makes some kind of pickup truck that's sold in the United States, we're going to talk about anything that's related to those trucks. So topics like towing, topics like off-roading, topics like maintenance, or just about anything else you can think of related to both current model, new model pickup trucks, or even some classic stuff. We love going back and dipping into the archives and even pulling back some writers from the past and have them talk about what pickups used to be 20 and 30 years ago and maybe how that compares to nowadays. Obviously, fuel economy is a big issue. Value is always going to be a big issue for shoppers that are looking at pickup trucks. So we look at the mid-size segment, we look at the half-ton segment, and we spend quite a bit of time with the heavy-duty models as well, too.
That's great. And pickup truck sales have been going through the roof lately. I mean, it's no secret that the Ford F-150 has been the best-selling vehicle for a long, long time now. And I was in traffic the other day, and I realized that I was in a car, and I was surrounded by F-150s. And I said, well, I guess those estimates are true. It seems like more and more Americans are choosing trucks as their driver.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Chances are, if you watch a lot of news or read a lot of news, you're hearing stories about how sedan sales and car sales and manufacturers are kind of steering away from making cars and steering toward making more pickup trucks and more SUVs and more crossovers. But you know, just like, you know, a regular heartbeat, pickup truck sales have been going strong, and they're continuing strong. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the next 6 months? But for the first 6 months of this year, pickup truck sales have been exceptionally strong, with the number one leader, the Ford F-Series. They're on target. If they have a good November and December, which typically happens because they put on a lot of big incentives on the trucks, it's possible that they're going to sell over 1 million Ford pickup trucks this year. That hasn't happened in a long time. I mean, I can't even remember back when that happened. But at this point right now, this is just after 6 months of sales, there are about 470,000 Ford F-150, 250, and 350 pickup truck sales. But if you break that out and just look at the F-150 sales, that's been the number one selling vehicle in the United States for more than a decade, maybe decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, honestly, I never thought I would see the day, and you and I grew up in a time when Ford was they've been right up until the recent announcement, they've been a full-line dealer with all different kinds of cars. I mean, years ago, they used to have many more cars than they do now. Now they've got, you know, they've got the Focus and the Fiesta and the Mustang, and they've got the crossovers like the Escape. But I never thought I'd hear that announcement out of Dearborn that, with the exception of the Mustang, we're just going to do crossovers and pickup trucks.
Yeah, I think that kind of shook a lot of people. Yeah, I think the last thing that I heard was that by 2020, that they were going to be making somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 or 15% of cars for the U.S. So that doesn't mean that they can't go outside the U.S. or Europe to make those vehicles and bring them in, or even make those vehicles for other markets overseas. But they're looking at the trends over the next 5, 10, and 25 years, and they are going to be apparently very comfortable focusing on their pickup truck segments and, like you say, SUVs, and the growing crossover segments too, both on a subcompact luxury of all things. That even sounds like a weird segment to even say out loud. But all the way up to the, you know, three-row, full-size, family-oriented crossovers are becoming more and more popular as well too. People want more from a vehicle than just one thing. I think we used to be able to get away with that. And I mean, in the name of full disclosure, I'll just throw my flag right out there, that I love pickup trucks. I love full-size SUVs. But it makes sense to me in a certain way that these trucks and these crossovers and these SUVs are becoming more and more popular because they can do so many different things, from the luxury end of the perspective all the way to the work duty end of the perspective. And that's really not the way cars were designed. They were basically designed just to be functional and take you from point A to point B and not to do much else, whether it was on the weekend or at work or, you know, on a vacation. They're just for transportation, and people are looking for more versatility and flexibility out of their vehicles now. So that's why crossovers and even pickup trucks are becoming more popular, I think.
I understand that the Focus nameplate will continue with Ford, but it will turn into a crossover. So I agree with you, the luxury subcompact crossover being red hot these days. It is such a funny term, but there's some really nice ones out there. We'll take a pit stop and then more with editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams, Around the Bend. I'm Bob Long.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being here. We're live on great radio stations and around the world at GCNlive.com. If you would like to call in from outside of the United States, go to my website, autoworldradio.com, and you'll see that specific international number. For you to participate with Mark Williams and myself. Mark is editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. We're talking about just really strong pickup sales and extremely strong Ford F-150 series, F-series sales in general. And speaking of that, I didn't realize that there is a new F-150 diesel. Tell us about it, Mark.
Been a powertrain that a lot of people have been waiting for. The Ram 1500 with the EcoDiesel has been out for a couple of years. So there needed to be some kind of response, but Ford, it just seemed like was dragging its feet, I'm not exactly sure why, but this is a 3-liter V6 baby power stroke is basically what they're marketing it as. It's an engine that they've had around for quite a while. In fact, if you've been around for a long time, then this is an engine that you know they shared some of the original design plans with Land Rover. So Land Rover had a 3-liter turbocharged diesel engine
yes.
that they sold around the country. They've decided to go away from that now. Land Rover has some interesting plans coming down the road for us. But this particular engine Ford has taken, and they've kind of packaged it with a lot of the very premium trim packages that they offer in the F-150. So it's not going to be inexpensive. It will be available to fleet buyers. If fleet buyers want to buy it in the lower trim packages, what they have to do is go to a Ford commercial dealership, and then they'll have that availability and capability of purchasing it there. But just at regular Ford dealerships, these are going to be in the upper trim levels like the Limited, or the King Ranch if that's the engine that you want to choose. So it's going to be pricey. If you're looking to make your money back on the cost savings of fuel, purchasing diesel versus gas, that's going to be a very tricky equation to make work in your favor, depending on where you are in the country. Some places in the country are paying pretty high prices for diesel. Some places in the country are paying pretty low prices for gasoline. So just depending on where you're set up, that math might work out for you. But as a powertrain itself, they've mated it with a brand new 10-speed transmission. So that in itself is very impressive. That allows them to run kind of lower 331 or 355 axle gears, so that gives it a fuel economy advantage. The EPA numbers that they're bragging about, 30 and 31 miles per gallon on the highway. So that's nothing
wow.
to sneeze at if you're driving, you know, a lot of miles on your vehicle. So depending on how you drive and what you need, this could be the perfect engine for you.
And these modern day diesels are a total departure from what we've seen in the past. I mean, they don't have any smoke issues. They don't have any performance issues. I remember the diesels when they were awfully slow, and now with the turbocharging and direct injection and variable valve timing and all other types of goodies that they've got on these engines, they can be quite good performers, and when it comes to trucks, quite good towers and pullers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the torque numbers on even these little ones are very impressive, and there's no penalty at all on towing or payload capacity. And just like you say, I used to say if you haven't driven a diesel in the last 10 or 15 years, then you don't know what a diesel drives like now. I think the truer statement is if you haven't driven a new diesel in the last 5 years, because the technology advances and the technology, just like you're saying, that they've stuffed into these new little engines, whether it's in a car or in an SUV or whether it's now in these half-ton pickup trucks, is absolutely impressive. Yeah, gone is the turbo lag. You will never see a puff of smoke out of these things. And the power and the torque that you understand, I think, fit right in the middle of what truck guys or truck people understand, is that they want the capability and the power without the penalty of that turbo lag. And that's exactly what these new software programs and algorithms and technologies that they've applied to these new turbos is allowing for them.
That's great. There's no doubt about it, as Mark says, if you're interested in a diesel and haven't driven one in the past 5 years, you should go to a dealership and check it out. You'll truly be quite impressed. And another vehicle that continues to impress sales-wise and otherwise is Ram, and I understand they're making both the old and new half-tons at the same time. How come? What's the story behind the story, Mark?
Yeah, it's an absolutely intelligent, smart, fantastic business decision, but they have a very important product with their Ram 1500 pickup truck, and they also had the opportunity of moving or actually expanding their production capability because of a plant that they were closing down that they could now convert over to the Ram 1500 half ton. So that essentially allowed them to create an all new 2019 Ram 1500, but they didn't have to shut down the existing plant of 2018 Ram pickup trucks in order to convert that plant to make new trucks in that same plant. So with the availability of two pickup plants, they were able to shut the new plant let's see, it's either in Sterling Heights or in Warren, but it's the new plant that Ram is making the 2019 half-ton pickup trucks at, and they were able to build it and change it over from scratch and start producing new trucks from day one. So right now, as we talk to each other, they have an entire plant making brand new 2019 Ram 1500s that is, it's a completely new architecture, a completely new frame setup and design, a completely new interior and exterior design. They're going to have a whole new group of engines. It's a lighter truck now. It's going to get better fuel economy. They're going to have two hybrid engine, e-torque is what they're calling these engines, both for the V6 and for the Hemi V8, and they're also going to have online, they're going to have their EcoDiesel come online later this year as well, too. So, but they still are keeping the original plant that was making, you know, the quote-unquote old generation Ram 1500s, and they're going to make that available at a discounted price to anybody who wants to buy the old style. So it'll have the crosshair grill, which is gone on the brand new vehicles, and you'll have that older design and ability to, maybe if you're a fleet buyer and you need to buy a couple dozen or a couple of hundred pickup trucks and you're looking to save a little bit of money, that's a great way to do it.
It certainly is. We're going to take a time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk about Ram and going to be talking about another Ford pickup truck making a return to the marketplace, and we'll talk about the Scrambler as well. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Ambulances transporting the first rescued boys from the Thailand cave to a hospital. A team of 90 expert divers, 40 from Thailand, 50 from overseas, have been working in that cave system to free the members of a soccer team and their coach, who became trapped by floodwaters while exploring the cave system. Former U.S. Navy SEAL Admiral Robert Harwood tells ABC News about the planning that goes into an underwater rescue like this.
They've looked at extra sources of air, multiple divers, not only escorting,
supporting the boys, but being in those positions where they may have problems. They want to do no harm, but they can't wait until they're in extremis. They have to be able to act before that.
It could take 2 to 4 days to get all the boys out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
All about trucks and more with the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, and, of course, to check out PickupTrucks.com. Before the mandatory bottom of the hour break, we were talking about Ram making both the old and new half tons at the same time. Mark, what has been the reaction in the marketplace? You mentioned that the new Ram has an entirely new grill, and as the designers like to call it, a new face. Personally, I kind of like it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's always a very, very tricky thing to try to get done. Designers love to come in, and if they're not changing things, then they don't feel like they're working. So you always know something's going to change. You just kind of have to wait and see if it's too much or if they're going off in a direction that's a little too crazy. There's plenty of examples in the auto industry of designers coming in and doing some impressive and great work and understanding what vehicles are supposed to be. And then there's plenty of examples of designers coming in and completely missing the point and going off in directions that really don't make a lot of sense. I think here we have an example of the former. They understand exactly what this truck is, who the buyers are, and they're not going to mess too much with that detail. With that said, I think they've done, especially on the exterior, they've made quite a few changes to this thing, making it, look a little more sophisticated is the way I would kind of describe it, which might make some of the old school guys a little unhappy. But again, just like we were talking about, the strategy that they're using, they're keeping the old half ton. They're actually, I keep calling it old. That's my mistake. Ram is calling it the classic. They even have a new badge for those trucks that are being sold,
right,
as 2019 models. It's the Ram 1500 Classic being sold right alongside the all-new 2019 Ram 1500. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. I happen to love that particular option. If you're always going to make me choose, should I buy this one or that one? And my natural response is always, well, I want to be able to choose either one depending on what kind of work or what kind of play I want to go do. So in this case, that's exactly what Ram is going to do. They haven't said how long they're going to do it, but theoretically, if sales are good on both sides of the fence, they're going to keep pumping out of both of those plants for as long as they can. And my guess is it's probably going to go for another year or so. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And I imagine that this is going to be the exact same strategy when the brand new Silverado and Sierra 1500 start coming out. I'm sure there's going to be some overlap with the old plant that's making the classic Silverado half tons, with the new Silverado half tons that are about ready to debut here in the next couple of months.
That is cool. You mentioned hybrid technology in the Ram. It's the 1500. Hybrid tech, and do you know any more details about the hybrid technology that they're utilizing, Mark, that you could share with myself and the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I should say technically it's a mild hybrid. So for those people that understand the distinctions, and there are many distinctions in the world of hybrid technology, a mild hybrid is just is essentially offering a small boost, and it's doing that with a battery pack and a 48-volt generator on board that is supplementing the takeoffs, basically, on this vehicle. But it's a very simple and easy system to plug on to an existing engine. So they're going to make that standard for the V6, and they're going to make it optional on the 2019 all-new Ram 1500s for the Hemi V8. But it's, quite literally, if you open the hood on an e-torque Hemi, you might notice a couple of things that don't quite look like it did on the old Hemi, but you're not going to see a whole lot different. The battery pack sits behind the passenger seats. It's completely invisible. It's kept cool all the time, so it operates at peak performance. And there's really nothing that you can detect while you're driving the vehicle. It's meant to be completely invisible, and it's supposed to offer somewhere between 10 and 20% fuel economy gains. So it's a technology that's only going to offer an incremental price increase on these new trucks, but it's going to be able to give you as much as 20% benefit on the fuel economy side. So it hopefully that's going to be a win-win for Ram. That's what they're hoping is going to separate them from some of the other manufacturers, as they just have to up their game in this brutally competitive half-ton pickup truck market. But we haven't had a chance to drive them yet. That's not till next month, so we'll have more to talk about after we get a chance to get a little seat time.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's talk about a completely electric truck. Is there any manufacturer out there that's looking at that? Is it a small company like Tesla? Would they ever do anything like that, or any of the major manufacturers?
Well, certainly Tesla is the company that gets the most attention with
yes.
for all sorts of good and bad reasons. But
and
Elon Musk has said that he is going to make a pickup truck. He's been dying to do that. Just recently, he tweeted out to his very enthusiastic and rabid fans, what would you like to see in a Tesla pickup truck? What kind of features do you want? What kind of details do you want to see in this new vehicle? Now, mind you, it's still 5 years away, and it sure looked like he was trying to distract a lot of people away from some of the issues he's been having to deal with both the Model S and the Model 3. But pushing that aside, it still strikes me a little bit odd that you would be asking Tesla people how to make a pickup truck. Why isn't he coming to pickuptrucks.com and asking us what we want to see from a pickup truck? That would make a little more sense to me. But it was very interesting to see the responses from the readerships. I don't think that necessarily a lot of Tesla enthusiasts are pickup truck people. They seem to be very kind of forward-thinking, first-adopting type of automotive people, maybe. So it was kind of interesting to see some of their responses. But if an electric pickup truck does come to market, and we've seen a couple of other manufacturers, Workhorse is one that has started to play a little in that electric pickup truck segment. There's not a huge demand for it because they're going to be so expensive because of the technology. So it might make its way into the, I don't know, kind of UPS fleets where they have very specific routes that they drive every single day. That maybe that makes more sense from an application point of view. But whether we are going to see a real world electric, full electric pickup truck in the next 5 or 10 years, I wouldn't hold my breath. But Ford certainly has been playing, and Toyota has been playing quite a bit with hybrid technology, real serious hybrid technology, not you know, something even more advanced than what Ram has just come out with their mild hybrid. So, and certainly both of those companies are pretty deep in understanding of what an electric pickup truck is going to cost. And how bringing that to market is going to have quite a few hurdles. But if Ford can make 400 or 450,000 F-150s and probably make very healthy profits on quite a few of them, sure seems like it wouldn't be very difficult to portion out 1,000, 5,000, or even 10,000 of those vehicles and invest kind of an advanced research vehicle with all sorts of advanced technology and try to sell that as a loss. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, put together a product proposal for Ford, but it seems like they would be the big company in the competitive field to be able to do that and get it to market the fastest. But, yeah, we'll see.
Well, we absolutely will. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be talking about some upcoming models. One's a Ford and one's a Jeep. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn. Don't go away.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining me here. Auto World, we've got Mark Williams along for the ride. He's editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. We've been talking about the increase in sales and in the pickup truck marketplace, and talking about all the different individual models. And now, Mark, we're going to be talking about some interesting new product which is around the bend. Let's begin with a Ford, and this is the return of a much beloved and seemingly very successful small pickup truck.
I think an example of Ford dragging their feet has been finally bringing the Ranger back after several years, 7 or 8 years. Is that how long it's been gone? It seems like it was only yesterday. But now the Ranger is going to be coming back for the 2019 model year. And maybe this is the right time for it. Certainly that mid-size segment almost perpetually dominated by the Toyota Tacoma. It hasn't really been exploding or growing quite the way that it was supposed to. It's going through a nice growing phase right now, certainly enough to justify Ford making the investment and bringing back the Ford Ranger. Now, they've had the Ford Ranger globally in all sorts of markets, and it's incredibly popular, especially in places like Australia, where they've got, you know, several different trim packages that make the thing a pretty capable little backcountry performer, which might fit very well here if they bring those packages here as well too. In fact, we've even seen some spy photography sent to us of some of the I think it's in Thailand that they actually have a Ranger Raptor version that's available. They don't bring that anywhere else except in Thailand, which is a huge small pickup truck market. But certainly that would be a wonderful thing, I think, to have here in the U.S. as well, too, a Raptor version of a nice little compact pickup truck. That would be a very interesting competitor to both the Colorado ZR2, which is incredibly capable off-road, and also the leader of the segment, the Toyota Tacoma, which has its TRD Pro off-road package that is also incredible and very capable off-road as well, too. So this This could be an indication that this mid-sized segment is ready to explode as people start looking at it more closely as it gets more and more attention when these very cool vehicles start getting into the media hands.
Very true, Mark. And now we'll talk about another vehicle that has been long predicted and slow coming. This one's from Jeep. Tell us all about the Scrambler.
Right, yeah, the Jeep Scrambler pickup truck. So Jeep obviously used to make pickup trucks long, long ago and went away from that to focus more on now what we traditionally understand to be, you know, Wrangler-esque type of vehicles. Certainly that's a dominating vehicle in its field. And then also they've played quite a bit over the last 10 and 15 years with the crossover segment and the... Yeah, I don't even know how you would put it. But yeah, crossovers and SUVs is kind of their wheelhouse, their target that they go after. But now they're coming back to the pickup truck side of the equation and thinking that there's going to be a market for people who are interested in a smaller pickup truck, but also has very strong and dominant Jeep characteristics to it, which we all understand and know are going to be very off-road oriented. Whether or not, and we've talked to a lot of Jeep engineers, some on the record, some off the record, but the bottom line to all of that seems like they're very focused on making sure that this Jeep will absolutely have a bed and it will absolutely be a mid-sized pickup truck, that it will be more Jeep then it will be more pickup truck. So if you're a Jeep fan and you're looking for a very heavy-duty and strong-performing, great tower, great plate payload capacity Jeep pickup truck, that you might have to wait a little time for. But if you're interested in the new Jeep Wrangler, which is exceptionally capable and has just a vastly improved interior setup, and you're interested in a pickup truck that has many, if not all, of those same 4x4 capabilities, then maybe looking at this new Scrambler that's going to be coming out for the 2019 model year is going to be for you. I'm very interested to see how they've kind of, you know, walk that tightrope between, you know, is it a very solid pickup truck or is it a very solid Jeep? And from the sounds of it, it sounds like they've made sure that this was going to be more Jeep than it is going to be, strong pickup truck. But that doesn't mean that they can't offer versions down the line, whether that's a bigger vehicle or even different trim packages that can do more on the payload and the towing capacity. It'll be fun to watch and see exactly what they do with their powertrains as well, too, because they've got a lot of flexibility and a lot of options available to them. It's just a matter of trying to figure out who that customer is and what they want.
So true, and it's going to be interesting to see, like you said, which way they slice it, whether they go more Jeep-like or more truck-like. And I imagine as Jeep continues to be the star of FCA, they're doing so well selling products all over the world, and it only makes sense for them to bring this vehicle into the mix. And when will we actually see both the Ranger and the Scrambler? When will consumers see?
Well, I can tell you when we're going to drive the Ranger, probably, as I understand it, going to be before the end of this year. So it'll probably be late fall is when the media will actually get a chance to get behind the wheel, which usually means it's a couple of months away before it starts getting out to dealers. As far as the Jeep, I don't think we're going to see the official look of it. Now, we saw the Ranger at the North American International Auto Show, so that was back in January. So we saw what that vehicle is actually going to look like. We're not going to get inside of it until the end of this year. If that same type of pattern kind of plays out for Jeep, we're not going to see what this Jeep looks like until maybe, I don't know, SEMA at the earliest, which is in November, end of October, November. More than likely, it'll be at the Detroit Auto Show again in January. If not then, maybe they'll try to take over Chicago in February. And then that means probably several months after that will be when the media actually get into the vehicle, with, I'm just spitballing here, probably not summer or fall of 2019 until it actually gets into dealer hands.
So that's a little bit down the road. Going to have to
wait
for it. Let's talk about something you've got coming up at pickuptrucks.com. You've got a shootout of one-ton trucks. Tell us about this shootout.
Well, we love getting we love doing apples to apples comparison tests. So we try to get in as many segments as possible as we can every year. We try to get all the vehicles kind of on the same playing field, put them through a series of tests over the course of a week or 8 days, and then we have judges give their scores, and we take all the track testing data, the towing data, and the fuel economy data that we generate over that time, and then we figure out who the winner is. And this last comparison test we did was single rear wheel, 4x4, crew cab, 1-ton diesel-powered vehicle. So kind of the big RV favorite that people have out there. We got a 13,000-pound Big Trek Tex gooseneck dump bed trailer that we threw 8,000 pounds of rock in, and we towed them all around Arizona in about 100 degree heat, and I'm still trying to rehydrate from that whole event, but we've got a winner coming, and at the end of July we're going to publish the full story with the winner.
Oh, that sounds great, Mark. It's something to look forward to. And you're right, sometimes when you go out on those extended journeys in parts like Arizona or the desert of California, it can get mighty hot out there, and you're out there for days.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I can understand that. And the good news, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Detroit Auto Show, this 2019 will be the last year that is held in January. I don't have the latest, but it was going to be decided very shortly whether it's going to be, drum roll, wish I had a drum I could roll, either June or October. So, no snow.
That sounds fantastic.
I love the sound of that. No snow in Detroit.
Yes,
thank you, exactly. Mark, so much for your time here today. We'll get you back real soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being with me.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.